And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Live from Open Training, Lawson Humphrey joins us, mate. How was training? You feeling good?
Yeah, energy is up and about. I think the town's buzzing at the moment. I think walking around the streets on the weekend, everybody's pretty excited. And fair crowd in today, so pretty exciting.
It was a fair crowd in on Friday night, 99,000 at the G. It's probably going to be 100,000 on Saturday. Again, you just feel like you're taking it in your stride. Do you ever get flustered?
I guess I like to look at it as a privilege. Like, I've played probably 30 games, and I think I've played 3 or 4 games in front of 90,000. So, there's a lot of boys. I think of the WA teams, obviously, been from there, and I don't reckon any of those boys would have played in front of that many players. So, I'm just lucky to be at such a big club and playing these big moments.
You're so loved as well, and it must be quite exciting to see kids, adults alike, with your number on and everything. Does it ever get emotional for you?
Probably not emotional, but it is a bit of like a full circle moment. It does feel like it's pretty cool. You have kids coming around like with your badge and stuff, and you're like, it's just like so cool that people can hopefully look up to me. It is a privilege, and really cool. And I think probably emotional is maybe not the right word, but it is something where I'm like, oh wow, it's pretty cool.
There will be a few people wearing the jumper designed by yourself and your sister as well, obviously the Indigenous jumper during the week. That must add to it as well, the fact that you've contributed to a Guernsey. A lot of Cats fans will be wearing. I even noticed a couple here today at the open training. So all of that combined makes this a pretty special year.
Yeah. Well, that's probably the one that does get me a bit emotional, to be honest. Like, when I think of seeing people that have spent their hard-earned money and bought that, and repping it, getting people to sign it, I think it's so cool, and I'm really proud, obviously, to do it with my sister. And it's going to be good to have them all around. I think they don't come around to many games, fam, so I always love having them around, and they'll be here this weekend.
Cats are notoriously successful, particularly over the last sort of 15, 20 years. What's the secret sauce? Why is it different to so many other clubs?
It's hard to speak, because I don't know any other clubs. But I'd just say, I just think there's such a good balance, and I think as a group, we really buy into the system and I guess the way we want to play, and I think that's just really important. I think we don't have any egos when it comes to on the footy field. Obviously, you have your off-field guys and everybody each to their own, but on-field, everybody's really disciplined and really buys into what we're trying to do here, and I think that's the main reason why we're so successful.
Is there anything you're going to do special on the weekend? Special song, special brekkie, special socks you're wearing?
I'll try and keep it as normal as possible, just because, I think when you start doing that, you start to overplay the situation. Obviously, it's such a big occasion, and I'm just trying to keep it as normal as possible. Otherwise, probably get a bit overwhelmed, so I'll keep it as normal as possible.
Well, good luck on the weekend. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Well, we're here with Sam De Koning at the Cats Open Training Session. Very excited. We are, Sammy. What about you? How are you travelling?
I'm stoked. I'm so excited. Obviously, not a big fan of the media stuff, but once I'm through that, it'll be pretty relaxing.
You are stuck with the hard-hitting media journalists right now. So, Log, do you want to start off with one of your hard-hitting questions?
Have you spoken to Tom Stewart, and how's he feeling?
Oh, you went hard. You actually went a pretty serious question.
That is a hard hitter, but no, he's obviously one of the best people you'll ever meet. Yeah. So he won't show it to the boys, but he's obviously hurting and just trying to get around him and support him as much as we can. But he's obviously not going to let it affect anyone else, which is, admirable. Like, not many people could do that, but he's one of those types of people.
I mean, if anyone can cover has the depth to cover losing a player like Tom Stewart, it's the Cats. But how will you notice his absence in the back line?
Yeah, just how he goes about it, how he attacks the game, especially when in those big games, he's kind of similar to Danger in terms of his will on the footy, and when there's a ball to be won, he usually wins it. So he gets the ball going our way, and more times than not, and we'll probably miss him in that caper, but in saying that, we have a lot of boys who can kind of do similar, and if we all stand up, then we can kind of try and fill the void that he's left.
You've played throughout your career in front of some pretty massive crowds throughout your experience, but Friday night just seemed almost another level again, almost 100,000 at a prelim. Does being able to cope with that atmosphere, it feels like it sets you up beautifully for this Saturday?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously I've played in front of huge crowds. Geelong fans are next level and we seem to pull the crowds, and obviously being towards the top of the ladder, it makes for some big games, but the weekend was, yeah, something else. I think it'll only be 500 or less than what the grand final will be. So obviously prepared well for that. And the week before it was almost louder, I reckon, the semi, because it was mainly Geelong fans. It was 50-50 on the weekend. So when one team won, then half, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if we can get the fans out this weekend, it'd be pretty magic.
Well, the amount of tickets that Lingy's getting, you'll have plenty of Cats fans there.
Yeah, we have your whole family there. We'll be right.
Speaking of preparation, do you get a cheeky little surf in during the week as a bit of recovery, or wait till after the game?
Yeah, I will. Yeah, I surfed yesterday afternoon at a little secret spot down the coast. But yeah, it's part of my routine. So 100%. If there's more waves, I won't overdo it, but I'll definitely try and get out for another one, hopefully.
Cats, super successful. You've been able to enjoy a lot of that success and play in front of those huge crowds. Your brother, Tom, obviously changing clubs from Carlton to St Kilda. So have you let him know that he's not going to get to experience that for quite a while?
Yeah, I know. That's the thing that rattled me. The only thing that's rattled me about the decision, it's like his home ground's going to be Marvel now. Not saying that that's terrible, but obviously he'll miss the big MCG crowd. So we're pretty lucky to be able to play some home games at the MCG. And being a successful club and making it to the granny, it's pretty exciting.
Does he get right behind you though this week?
Yeah, definitely. He was in the rooms after the game, right next to me. So he's nothing but stoked for me and has nothing but love for me. So I'm there for him when he needs me. So yeah, he'll be right there.
That's beautiful. Well, have you got some time off once season's ended and we've won? Have you got some time off booked?
I do. We have a little family trip in November booked to Coolangatta for a little beach time and some surf, but I'm hoping to go to Europe. Still haven't booked it, but I might be excited after Saturday and just book it that night. Yeah.
Well, let's hope you are very, very excited on Saturday night. Yep. You can book that trip. Yep. Thanks for your time. Good luck this week.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
It is a very special grand final Friday edition of the show. Lots of guests joining us. And this man has been heavily involved with the artistic side of the grand final for the last 17 years.
Yeah, there's so much that goes around the grand final. It's not just the game where the players play. There's so many other iconic things. We can all picture those Herald Sun posters. Obviously, the winning team, they're released straight away. Mark Knight, famous for his cartoons, everything in the Herald Sun, has been doing them for how long? 17 years.
Yeah,
fantastic. He joins us right now. Mark, good morning.
Lingy, guys, good morning. Good to be with you.
Now, the one thing probably a lot of people don't know is that these posters actually raise money for the Good Friday Appeal as well. They're not just amazing as keepsakes, but they're doing good things as well.
They do, mate. All the proceeds go to the Good Friday Appeal, of course, which is the Royal Children's Hospital. And look, it's great to have the Catters and Brisbane in there, but when Collingwood play in a grand final and they win, the proceeds from the posters can basically build a new wing on the Children's Hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, well, bad luck to the kids.
Mark, look, these posters, I know as artists, I'm not one, but right. I've heard that hands can be hard to draw. However, you have nailed paws, and lucky because we've got felines galore, we've got the Lions poster and the Cats poster. Do you just have so much fun drawing these every year?
I tell you what, I'm getting good at drawing cats and lions because that's all I've been drawing really for the last few years. But you're dead right, Loggy, about the hands. And 2022, when the Cats saluted, I had this cat jumping towards the viewer in the poster with the claws out. And the claws were everything in that cartoon. It just made it. And of course, this year it's all claws. So two great mascots to draw. I think my greatest fear is when we have like Suns v Frio in the grand final. And I've got an anchor.
Never going to happen.
I've got an anchor and I don't know, maybe a melanoma on the other side.
I was going to ask you if there's a team that you dread having to draw. So it's the Suns or the Dockers.
I think so. And the other thing is I am a Swanee supporter and I just love drawing my, you know, the Swans poster. I've drawn so many Swans losing posters over the last few years. I don't think I can ever draw a Swan again, actually.
What happens, just out of interest, to the losing team's little design? Does that one just get popped straight in the bin, never to be used, or do you keep that just in case they're back for another little run at it?
I think they end up at Truganina and Anthony Pratt's recycling centre, where they're lovingly turned into toilet paper. Yes.
Fitting.
Look, a few do fall off the back of a truck, and I do have a small collection of losing posters. And I was with Nick Riewoldt yesterday doing a function, and I said to him, mate, in 2009... I did a beautiful poster of you when you're up against the Cats, of course, I believe.
Yes.
I had him, you know, holding the cup and the big angel's wings, saint's wings, and rising up to the sky. I said, mate, would you like that losing poster? He said, no way. That's just triggering.
Yes. No, fair.
Mark, so how do people get their hands on the poster if they would like to get one after the game, after the team wins?
Tom. They're on sale outside the ground straight after the game, as soon as the siren goes. All the booths and the volunteers are out there selling the posters, $5 each.
Nice.
Or you can go online to thegoodfridayappeal.com.au.
Amazing. Mark Knight, thank you for your work over the last 17 years.
And raised almost $8 million.
Yes. Wow. Brilliant.
That's insane, Brilliant. Mark. Well done.
Yeah, it's all good. Thanks, guys.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Just letting you know that the last premiership captain of the Cats, Joel Selwood, will be joining us in about 20 minutes' time.
Yes, so it'll be amazing to have a chat with him. He will be the man presenting the cup to Chris Scott and Paddy Dangerfield should the Cats win. So it'll be great to chat with him. But on the line right now, we want to take the umpire's slant in this game. Yes, a lot of the focus on the players and coaches, but there are four men. Well, in fact, there's a lot more than four because we've got boundary umpires, goal umpires, but you tend to focus a little bit on the central umpires who have got a huge role to play and somebody who knows how important it is to get it right on the day because he umpired in three grand finals, over 380 games experience at AFL level. Razor Ray Chamberlain is on the line. Good morning, Ray.
Lingy, Loggy and Tom, how are we this morning?
Pumped.
We are pumped.
I love this.
Yes.
Yeah, how exciting. Just quickly, how was Lingy to umpire? Was he one of the lippier ones?
I've got to say, I've got a long and an illustrious relationship with Lingy, who I met when he was just 17 years old, actually, and was on an All-Ireland tour as an underage player. He was much more polite then, in his feedback. But what I do love is that Lingy always had a passion for people to get better, and he provided me with that feedback for about 15 years.
Hey, I try that with these two, Ray, and they don't listen to me.
Yeah.
No, we to be fair to Lingy, he had an selfless role that he handed himself over to his teammates to undertake, and often it was a defensive role on the opposition's best player. And as officials in that time, you know, we were under strict instruction. If he grabs him, if he turns his back, if he blocks him, pay a free kick. They're here to see the stars. They're not here to see him roll around and grab hold of him for 2 hours. He'd run around paying free kicks against Lingy and he'd lose his mind.
It must feel nice for you two to have an even playing field at the moment to be able to go each other. Although, Cameron, Lingy, you were kind of going the umpires on Monday night as far as the Brownlow was concerned.
I wasn't going them. I just said that maybe Nisiah Wanganeen-Miller had deserved three votes.
Yeah, look, Razor Ray, what's your thoughts on Monday night's Brownlow?
No, I do. I've got a. My gut feel is the Brownlow's the Brownlow, right? So it's 101 years old. I look like I'm 100. I feel this morning like I'm 101 years old, guys. I'm 49, so I wasn't around when they decided to make it a big deal and the umpires, and that's the award we're all going to get our fake can and rollers in for. So, but I mean, look, you can go to the Herald Sun on a Monday, first Monday of grand final week, and you hang out at their offices and celebrate their award if you want to. But should have Naz got the three? It's really interesting. I only saw the last quarter, and he should have got six votes, yeah. Just based on the last quarter. But in saying that, three-quarter time, they trailed by 43 points, and Jack Viney's had 23 possessions, 16 tackles. I can understand how the umpires got enamoured by him, but I think we can all appreciate that... we're all human, and sometimes we don't all agree. Do you three all agree? What are your coffee orders, guys? Do you all order the
all flat whites? Can you believe?
We're all flat whites. Can you believe? The most Anglo-Saxon show on radio.
Do you reckon the umpire should have the stats though, right? Just to help assist with the decision.
All right, a quick serious response. I had a game down there in Geelong 2 years ago. GWS beat Geelong, which they had a pretty good record down there, actually, but at this stage, they hadn't sort of got on that trek. And I was adamant. I was adamant, steadfast. I bullied the other three young guys, and we slipped Connor Iden in for two votes. Anyway, we get our phones back after casting the votes, integrity, all that sort of stuff. I get in the car, and before I head off back to my place back in the other side of the bay, I just checked the stats, and Connor Iden had had 14 possessions. I'm not going to lie, Lingy, I felt my guts drop out of my back end. I'm like, oh my God, what have I done here? And I waited in earnest for the coaches' votes to come out 2 days later, and I saw that both coaches had given Connor Iden four votes each, and I just went, yes.
Well played.
So if I had had the stats alone or had that influence, I'm like, I reckon Connor Iden's had a banging game today.
Yeah.
And then I saw he had 14. I'm like, oh, I'm not sure whether I'm... Does that sell it? Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, it changes things, doesn't it?
So look, if you want a stats-driven award, which is what every other award happens to be just by the by, by all means, go for it, right? But I'm not saying it's perfect. I'm not saying the umpires are the experts. We're not professing to be, guys. Four men and women have to come to consensus, and they're allowed to give a three, a two, and a one. That's it. And there's 40-odd people that can get it in any given game. Four people have got to come to consensus. It's unique. I think Nathan Buckley described it as being quaint. I took a little bit of umbrage to that. Yeah. I said, Nathan, be nice. Yeah. Right? But it is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Hey, Razor, we do have to let you go because we are taking up a lot of your time here. But just quickly, the lead-up, we talk a lot about how players feel in the lead-up to the grand final for the build-up and the practice and all of that. What about on the other side of the whistle? How do you reckon the umpires that are going to suit up tomorrow are feeling right now?
Tomorrow, Andrew Stevens will debut. He'll be the only debutant from the field umpires. He'll become the 70th field umpire in the history of the game to be afforded the responsibility and privilege of officiating in an AFL-VFL grand final in the field. 70 ever in the history of the game. So there'll be it's an enormous responsibility. We don't win or lose, obviously, as umpires. Mm. What we're waiting to do is exhale.
Mm.
So there'll be no draw, so there's no comeback. So you've got 2 hours to navigate. They'll want to just do their job so the players can be the stars, which is what it's all about. They're there to serve the game and serve the players. They'll do that to the best of their ability. For what it's worth, we've got the four best in 2025 out there. I don't always say that about the selections, but this year I feel like we've got the four best for the year that are out there to do it. So we're in really good hands. I'm looking forward to seeing them do their job, and I'm hoping it's a cracking game for everyone to enjoy.
Absolutely. Andrew Stevens, you said, making his debut. Jacob Mollison, Hayden Meyer, and Simon Meredith umpiring his 10th grand final, which is incredible. As I mentioned, Razor Ray umpired three himself, so he knows exactly what it takes. Thank you so much for your time this morning. Enjoy the day. Enjoy the weekend. Hopefully, we don't argue too much about some of the decisions, right?
Hey, look, you do whatever you need to do. Enjoy your flat whites, and thanks for having me on.
Tom, Lingy, and Loggy. Listen live. live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Speaking of very special things, very special guest now joining us, the reigning Cats Premiership captain and the only man in the Cats history, the Cats' incredible history, to have won 4 premierships as a player. Joel Selwood is on the line.
Yes.
Good morning, Sal.
Morning, guys, and thanks for having me on this exciting morning, but a little bit more exciting tomorrow.
Yes. Well, I know that you've called in specifically to chat to Cameron to get some advice on what will happen. I know, like, you know, the pressure of handing that cup over should the Cats win tomorrow. Has Lingy given you a couple of tips?
Well, I actually went back and looked at his footage, to be honest, guys. I thought, how did he go about it? How did he get up there? Because I was caught in the moment a little bit. I think I was smiling too much at him, but the smiling, it looked like I was in the mirror. He was glowing back at me, and, yeah, I get the special chance, hopefully tomorrow, about 10 past 5, Lingy, you would say?
That's about it.
Hand it over, hopefully.
You get that great moment too at the start of the game. So Jonathan Brown and Joel Selwood will each take the cup out and you know, part of that initial ceremony type thing. That's really cool. And then, Sal, you're basically just going to sit there and crap yourself for about 2.5 hours. So good luck with that.
I had a taste of it on Friday night last week. I sat back as a supporter in the grandstand. I hadn't been with my wife for quite a while to the footy, and she hated watching the footy with me. I mean, that first quarter didn't help, but I rode every bump. It felt like I was back out there again, and I was exhausted by the end of the game.
Mate, we've caught up with Tom Hawkins and also Gary Ablett Jr. so far this week, and much like Lingy, at this time of year, just up and about, just that little bit extra special. Has it been an exciting week for you? Are you feeling it?
Well, it has. I've tried to stay away. I snuck into the club on Monday to do a couple of interviews that I needed to do with the boys, but I really wanted to hang around, but I made sure I got out of there and got out of the way to make sure that they know that it's their time. I've been in contact with, obviously, a lot of still great mates down there throughout the week, and but now I'm sitting back at home, and I reckon today's going to be a long day. I'll kick the footy with my boys out the back here and have a bit of a quiet day, watch the parade and get a bit of those feels and get ready for tomorrow.
Now, Joey and Alfie are going to come out on the ground with you because, of course, Lingy brought his whole family when he presented you with the premiership winning cup, which was a beautiful moment. Britt and the boys coming down as well?
We'll leave the boys behind, I think.
Yeah.
They just get in the road a little bit at the ages that they are at the moment. Albeit we love them dearly. Don't get me wrong. But Britt will come down. She'll sit with Scott, my brother, which will be great. And then Mum and Dad will be on duties at home, which I think they're looking forward to.
Yeah. Nice.
I think my kids basically just annoyed the hell out of all of you guys after the game. Henry stole my phone and went and got selfies with every single one of the players. You boys were amazing with them. We've got to ask you, we know who the tip is for the premiership. That's just a given. Have you got a little bit of a gut feel about who might have Norm Smith hanging around his neck?
Well, I'm going to be a genius at some stage because I've done a few interviews throughout the week and I've named someone different every time.
I love that.
I'm not sure who I'm up to, but a bit of a consistent for me. I like the romance in it, but Max Holmes would be a great winner after 2022 missing out. We would love him to have a big day tomorrow. My first goal kicker, I'm going to say Brad Close. I reckon we can get a sneaky one on the board early. It doesn't need to be a pretty goal, and Brad can do that sometimes, just find his way through. So doesn't matter how they come on that special day, but hopefully the boys get on the board early.
That sounds magnificent. Well, I hope you have a special day as well. You just love the day. I know what it meant to me to be doing that, and that moment where I was able to give the cup over to you and Chris was really special. But you've obviously got an incredible bond with Paddy and with Chris Scott as well, so I hope that opportunity is as amazing as it was for me. So good luck, mate. Enjoy the day.
No, I agree, Lingy. One of my favourite photos of the day too. It is so special, and I hopefully get the same chance as what you did.
Yeah. All right, Joel, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy. Mate. All the best tomorrow.
See you guys.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold. Harvey Norman, Corio and Warren Ponds, home of the footy finals. Are you the type who loves the roar of the crowd at the G? Or the roar of your recliner when you kick back at home? Well, with At Home or Far Away on K-Rock, you get to choose.
I know the AFL season is long and winding, but this competition has felt the same. We have put so many people in the draw to win two amazing prizes from Harvey Norman.
Yes, we have that 98-inch Samsung TV valued at $4,995, or the two tickets to the 2025 Toyota AFL Grand Final with a night's accommodation at the Hilton, some brekkie, bit of parking, some spending money. Supporters from teams that we've nominated each day, they've gone into it. We've narrowed it down to two people, Log.
Exactly. And we welcome now into the studio. We've got JD from Herne Hill. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good
morning,
and we've JD. Got Brett also from Herne Hill.
Good morning. Oh.
Good morning.
Battle of Herne Hill.
That seems like a stitch up. Have you guys spoken? Do you know how far away you live from each other?
About 5 minutes away.
Yeah, pretty close.
That sounds about right.
Okay, Herne Hill's work out if you're both friends, but we want to keep you enemies at this stage because the two of you have been brought in this morning to go head to head in some footy trivia. We'll start with you, Brett. How are you feeling? Are you normally a lucky kind of guy?
No, never.
Okay. It's good to start off with that positive energy.
You said we want to keep them enemies. There's no worries with this because, as you know, to get into this, you had to be a supporter of whatever team's theme song we played. Very, very clearly, JD, you're a Cats supporter because you're wearing a Cats jersey.
Yes.
And you asked me to get a photo with you with Cameron Lynch as soon as we met this morning.
That's not exclusive to Cats fans, though. Everybody wants
well,
a photo.
Didn't ask for one.
Brett, own up to it. Who's your team?
Collingwood.
Oh, Cats v Pies battle.
Pies.
Sorry, that's the incorrect answer to the first question. Okay, guys, we have to grab our 8:30 news update. We're going to get you to sit tight, just get a little bit nervous, you know, try and build that sort of suspense and also the anxiety on your side of the desk because on the other side of our 8:30 news update, we're going to go head-to-head, five trivia questions cool. to decide who gets to pick first of these two amazing prizes. Because the cool thing is, you're both already winners. You both already got one of the prizes. The question is, will you get the prize you want? We'll find out next on K-Rock.
Well, with At Home or Far Away on K-Rock, you get to choose.
You certainly do. We're at the pointy end. We are ready to find out who wins a 98-inch Samsung TV valued at $4,995 and who wins two tickets to the 2025 Toyota AFL Grand Final tomorrow, all thanks to Harvey Norman. Best range and prices on those Samsung king-size TVs.
All right, Log, tell us how this is going to work.
All right, well, we've got our two beautiful contestants here. We've got JD. Good morning, JD.
Morning.
And we've also got Brett. Morning, Brett.
Good morning.
Now, we know JD is a Cats fan, Brett is a Pies fan, and the names, we gave everyone a chance to be in this draw.
Yeah.
Honestly, we were thinking, what if it's two Hawthorne fans or something disgusting like that?
I would have vetoed that one.
As Mark Knight said earlier, Dockers versus Suns.
That would have just been terrible.
Dreadful.
But look, it was just picked out of a hat
yes.
that these two would be here today.
I'm feeling very lucky.
Are you really, JD?
So
and
lucky.
Brett yourself?
Yeah, very lucky.
Very
yes.
lucky.
Okay, you can catch this on our socials live at the moment on our Insta page. What we're going to do is have these two go head to head in some footy trivia. Whoever wins gets to choose. Do you want the tickets to the granny or do you want the big ass TV?
Amazing,
yes.
amazing.
Now,
amazing.
Names are buzzers. JD. All right. JD, good, good.
You've done this before.
Brett, give us a test.
Brett.
Okay. Now, Brett, any truth to the rumour you've been practicing that?
Yes, I have.
Good.
I will be your quiz master. These two are going to be listening very, very closely for the buzz. Okay. Are we ready?
Yes.
First question.
Good luck, guys.
Robbie Williams and Delta Goodrum teamed up to provide the pre-game entertainment at which year's AFL Grand Final?
Brett.
Brett.
I'll go for a guess. 2000?
Incorrect.
Correct.
2022? Yes!
Yeah.
JD, one
JD,
point
I thought
JD.
You were going to know that one out of everyone.
Woo. I was letting Brett go first.
All right.
Good to have it. It's good to have a guest too.
All right, you're keeping score, Log?
I'm keeping
no
score.
Idea.
One for JD.
All right. Question number two. Who won the 2025 Brownlow Medal?
JD. Matt Rowe.
Ooh.
Okay, now this is best of five.
Best of five.
But if you get the next one, JD, you have one At Home or Far Away.
Okay.
Question number three.
Come on, Brett, you can still get in this.
What comes first? The semi-finals or the preliminary final?
JD. Brett. Oh, JD.
Semis.
Correct!
Yes!
It is now, a clean sweep.
Oh, they're shaking hands.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Now, the good thing is, JD, you are the winner supreme, the ultimate winner, and that means you get the choice, but both of you are still winners. So that is great news.
Wow. That's,
so there, because we do have two major prizes to give away, what we're going to do is play a song and come back and find out exactly.
Sure. You've got some time to think, JD.
Don't say anything to Brett in the break. Keep this to yourself.
Call my wife, see what she wants.
Yes!
All right, it is Grand Final Friday, very special edition of the show. We are doing At Home or Far Away. Thanks to our mates at Harvey Norman Cry and Juan Ponds. They are the home of the footy finals.
Well, with At Home or Far Away on K-Rock, you get to choose.
We've had a couple of people get onto us this morning and be like, hey, At Home or Far Away, I haven't heard anything.
I know.
So sorry. We would love to have everybody involved and give everybody a prize, but unfortunately, there can only be two winners.
Well, this is the thing. We've got JD here from Herne Hill. Hello again, JD.
Hello.
And Brett from Herne Hill.
Hello.
Sorry, Brett. Yeah. No, do you know what? This has been so fantastic to have you both in. You're very passionate supporters of your chosen team. The Cats for you, JD, and Brett, the Pies for you.
Yep.
JD, you are a footy fanatic.
We for those who are just joining us, we've just done the trivia. We had five questions ready to go, and JD's just clean swept it all. Yeah. Three from three, nailed it. Congratulations.
We actually had seven questions ready to go, and off air, you nailed the other four.
Yeah.
Well done.
Very impressive performance. What that means, JD, is that you have first choice of these two prizes, two tickets to the 2025 Toyota AFL Grand Final, night's accommodation at the Hilton, parking, brekkie, spending money, or that, as you describe it, Loggy, that big-ass TV, the 98-inch Samsung TV, thanks to Harvey Norman, valued at $4,995.
JD, I don't get a lot of practice with my drumming, so I'm going to give you a drum roll.
Yes.
Take this opportunity to scrub up on my drum skills. I'm going to give you a drum roll, and then you tell us what your choice is. Here we go.
Okay.
The tickets.
Yeah.
The
tickets. AFL Grand Final.
Thank you so much. After seeing the size of the TV, it was a hard decision, but money can't buy. Thank you guys so much. I'm so excited.
Oh, that's incredible. Brett, were you going to choose the tickets as well?
No.
Everybody
gets what they want.
That is awesome. We couldn't have hoped for it to play out better. JD, who are you going to take with you?
My beautiful wife, Libby, if she's listening, shout out.
Is she a Geelong supporter as well?
Absolutely not. She hates football.
She likes Snoop Dogg.
She loves me.
Yes. Well, you're going to have a beautiful night at the Hilton. You get that brekkie parking, $200 spending money as well. And Brett, mate, you're going to need to make some space in the living room.
Yeah, surely am.
Guess what, Brett? Ooh. Harvey Norman are delivering it this morning to your house.
Really?
Make some room. I think from what I've heard, you've got to take the roof off and they crane it in.
So big.
Knock some holes in the house, mate.
Congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
Can we just get a tip for the grand final as well? Obviously, JD, we know you think the Cats will win. Yeah. Brett?
I'm hoping for Geelong. It'd be good for the town. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, bless you.
Nice.
Best friend.
I shouldn't let him win a question.
No, never let the Pies win anything, JD.
You're just too quick for me.
Oh, bless.
Again, a massive, massive thank you to our mates at Harvey Norman Cry and Warm Ponds. They always come to the party, particularly around the footy season and the footy finals. Make sure you get in there, check out their range and prices. They are the best for Samsung king-size TVs and everything else that you want. That is At Home and Far Away for this year.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.